Breaking news,
and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice, the sports game show to test your knowledge of the upcoming game while defending your belief in your team's ability to win. Our job is to prove you wrong and explain why we think the Commanders will prevail. My name is Ken Harvey. I'm one of the judges, four-time Pro Bowler, and in the Washington Ring of Fame. Judge Marnie Snyder, the daughter of the first female GM of a team in the NFL, Susan Spencer, and the granddaughter of former Eagles owner, Leonard Tose. Judge John Booty, NFL legend, defensive back playing for the New York Jets, the Eagles, Cardinals, Giants, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're your judges, and welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice.
Hey, welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice. And as usual, we've come up from a loss and are disappointed about last week's game. But so that we can keep our payday and stay on the show, let's do our sponsors real quick. First, Alice Estelle Real Estate. If you have any needs of your real estate to buy, sell, or refurbish your home, he is your guy in the D.C. metro area. And PMSI, Pest Control. There we go. Marnie's modeling it, showing the guns. PMSI in Pest Control. So they do the Raven Stadium. Winners, they do the Commander Stadiums. Losers, they do restaurants, they do homes, they do all of the above. So if you have any pest control needs, if those places trust them, then you should trust them as well.
And get it straight, Ken. Not like Nate Newton, PMSI.
Yeah, well, you know, you expect stuff like that from cowboy players. They kind of
slur the end of it.
Let's real quick. Commanders, everybody expected, lost against the 49ers. It wasn't anything that we didn't expect. It happened. They got their butts beat, blah, blah, blah. Coaches will be out of a job at the end of the year, and that's it. We move on. Let's go to the Cowboys.
Hey, I got something to say.
Okay, Judge John, what do you have to say?
Ditto.
and John will be doing stand-up at the end of the month.
But I don't do two shows a night.
Yep, very, very good. All right, well, let's do some guest intro because we got a full show with a bunch of guests here. This is our last show because we're not going to the playoffs. I don't know if it's our last show. We'll probably do something into the playoffs.
We can cover the Eagles and the Cowboys and the 49ers.
This is the last season show where we won't have to wear these hats. We may have to put we'll see. But let's do an intro, quick intro. Judge Marnie, why don't you intro your guest here?
All right. So today we have a huge Commanders fan, a huge Ken Harvey fan, my good friend Eric. He's all dressed up in his Commanders gear and is really excited to be here and talk about the Commanders and how he still has faith in the team. And I'm excited to have him on. Thank you, Eric, for joining.
And Judge John, why don't you introduce your guest?
Well, that fella down in Texas, he and I have been knowing each other going on 40 years now. We were junior college teammates. In 1984, we met each other in 1984 as freshmen for Cisco Junior College. You know, he's like a big brother to me, literally and physically. He's a big brother to me. Jeff Copeland.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, Ken.
And then let me do a quick intro. Dee Brown. Know her from the she was in the military, but you know, you could meet people with good hearts, good souls, and regardless of where they're at, it's hard to believe that she was a drill sergeant and would yell at people, but just such a nice person. And despite her being a Cowboy fan, love her to death. So, Dee, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me, everybody. Thank you for having me, even though I feel like all this burgundy is bleeding, this burgundy and gold. You know, we got to do something about that, Mr. Copeland.
Yes, ma'am. There's an ass whooping headed their way. Don't worry about it.
That part. And I'm a Texan, too, so I'm with you.
Eric, feel free to jump in and come to our defense anytime you like it. I say,
we get one every year. This is our Super Bowl this year. This is our Super Bowl.
I know this is our Super Bowl. You're right.
That's right.
This is our Super Bowl.
Well, I hate to disappoint all you Commander fans, but Dallas already has a rival. Y'all aren't it anymore. Sorry.
That part, yeah.
So how does? Okay, I'm trying to be nice, and there's not really a lot to defend with the team. Let's do this, Eric, on your side. We'll start with you. As a Commander fan, you got a choice now. You got the team can lose this game and stay in running for like the number two pick. The team can win the game and drop further in the draft. Does the team have enough talent or do you think the team will go out there and give it their all? And do they have enough talent to win this game against the Cowboys? And should they win the game against the Cowboys?
Yeah, you set me up there. That's a tough one. I've been a Redskins fan forever, since the early 70s. So I'm looking for the long haul. To be quite honest, I want to beat the Cowboys more than anything because I hate them. I think that we do have the talent to beat them. And it's just, are we going to walk out there motivated enough to want to? All our guys are playing for jobs now. So I tend to think that we're coming out swinging. And otherwise, they're going to be all free agents and cut and looking for something else to do next year.
That's a very...
I didn't go in, frankly.
Well, I was going to say that's a very intelligent and thoughtful point and something I expect from a Commander fan. Let's move over to the Cowboy fans. And
piggyback off that, Ken. Can I piggyback?
Yeah, Honor. Sure.
Remember, the Commanders came in here last year and beat the Dallas Cowboys.
100%.
I mean, the Cowboys came in here last year and the Commanders beat them.
That's a different year. That don't count.
Had that in my nose. It's almost similar to the same situation, right? It was in their hands, and they end up blowing it.
Yeah, not this time.
This is effectively a playoff game for the Cowboys, and we know how they do in the playoffs, so there's that to our benefit, too.
So let me jump over to the Cowboy fans. I see one of them foaming at the lips, ready to say something, and you know, a little angry and all that stuff. But D, let me throw this out to you. As a Cowboy fan of the team, but you know you're in ownership right now. Would you play your starters this game, and say I'm going to go out? A win is a win. You got, you know, this is your opportunity to get the number one seed. Would you go out and play your starters and say I got to give it the best, knowing that there's a chance of injury? Some of your guys are already beat up, or would you rest your guys? Would you rest your guys? Because some commentators have said, you know what, I would rest my guys, and we should be good enough to win regardless, and our second team should be good enough to, you know, step up and play.
Absolutely not. I'm a soldier.
Mm-mm.
So a soldier, you don't, that's not a scenario for a soldier. You put them out there and they win. We got something to prove. Redskins always, Commanders, Commanders. You know, we have something to prove always with the Commanders, period. You know, I go to the stadium, I'm disrespected. Even though the Cowboys is always more in your own stadium than anybody else. So, no, we need to start our starters. Let's pull out all our weapons. You got Gallup. We can rest our boy, but he not going to rest. He ready. And that's number 88 for the ones that don't know.
Let me
turn around and show my back, just in case y'all don't remember his name.
Okay, so D, you started off. I mean, you look like the sweet lady. You got this kind heart, and then you just went. You know,
that drill sergeant came out. It was the drill sergeant. I'm sorry, she switches. You know, that's my alter ego. She switches.
Do what you gotta do.
If my drill sergeant hat wasn't all mounted, I would have to go pull her out and put it on every time and pull it off and put it back on.
Well, so now you wear the jersey, and then Jeff, you are the jersey. You got the hat on, you got
the You are the jersey.
You are
the reason Washington Commanders hate the Dallas Cowboys. I represent everything y'all hate.
No, that's Jerry Jones.
I mean,
Jerry Jones is the reason.
It was going to be a good game until Philly slipped up last week and gave us a chance. Because now with Dallas winning, we win the NFC East. We're guaranteed a home game. We're undefeated at home. Despite what the Detroit Lions might think, we're still undefeated at home. And if we win this game, we're guaranteed a home game. And with that number two seed, we could get two games at home, and then we get rolling. So it would have been a good game until that happened. Now it's going to be an old-fashioned country ass whooping. We're going to put the ones in. We're going to let the ones run it up to about 21-0, and then we'll put the twos in and let them finish y'all off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go.
I don't know. You're from
Chief.
Yeah, I don't have it here. I'm at a different location. And you also said you're from Texas and you got a gun. So I'm a little nervous right now. We need to get some security.
Hey, check it out, Ken. You'll appreciate this. I was getting ready when John asked me to be a part of this. I was looking up some old stuff. And, you know, with the Cowboys setting the record for pick sixes this year, that kid, what's his name, John?
Bland.
I looked in the Cowboy team records. The number three all time on the Cowboys list for pick six returns is a big old two technique named Larry Cole. Y'all remember that name?
I remember the name.
So a two technique getting, and he has three pick six, but all three of them came against the Redskins. Ooh. How crazy is that?
Maybe you know what? Retirement.
So are you saying that's going to happen this weekend?
No, Larry Cole's retired.
I'm sorry. You said a big D2 tackle.
Yeah, Larry Cole was a two technique. And, how often does a two technique get a chance to have a pick six and then to have three of them and then to have all three of them against the Redskins in back-to-back-to-back games against the Redskins?
Well, so real quick, we got to go to break. But when we come back, there will be minus one Cowboy fan on this show. And
it's so knowledgeable, these guests.
And you guys better watch. Look, the only power we have right now is we're the judges and you're not. So watch.
John told me to study, man. I can't help it. He intimidates me.
When we come back, Judge Marnie will take it over, and we will talk some more Commanders versus the Cowboys. And Eric, I want to know on your side, do we have a chance? When we come back, we'll come back after our quick break.
Welcome back to Commander's Justice, You're Gonna Know, sponsored by Alex's Still Real Estate and PMSI, your number one pest control in the DMV. They do the Ravens, they do the Commanders, and homes and restaurants. They're really the best for pest control. All right, so we have a really dedicated Commanders fan here today, so I'm super excited. You know, usually we talk about why their team is going to win and a little bit about how did they become such a big Commanders fan? So, Eric, can you just give us like a little brief intro into how you became such a huge Commanders fan?
Sure. My grandparents grew up were stationed at Andrews Air Force Base in D.C., lived in Hillcrest Heights. And behind them lived a gentleman named Brig Owens, who was safety for the Redskins back in the early 70s. And my grandmother at the time, She's 98 and still alive. She's a rock star. She did ceramics, and she made this and had Brig Owens take it into the Redskins and sign it. And then she put it under a kiln and gave it to me about 25 years ago. It's got Charlie Taylor's signature on it and George Allen's signature on it and a whole bunch of, you know, that generation of Redskin players. So I would go to their house and get excited to watch football with my grandfather. And ever since, I've been a Redskins fan. /Commanders.
Greg Owens is probably one of the
I don't recognize
guys,
any of those names that are on that football.
You played football. You're probably in the head too many times. That must have been it.
Rest in peace,
let me give you some cowboy lingo. You must have fell in some cow turds, son.
There's another one. I think it's called All Hat No Cattle, right?
Oh. Well, you're going down to Texas, man, and I'll show you my cattle. How about that?
So we've been through it all as Washington fans over the last 40 something years. So it's been 20 something years since we've won anything of value. Our greatest moment's probably Gus Frerotte hitting his head and doing the headbutt to the wall.
You're going downhill, Eric. Turn this back up.
All right. Well, all right. So I will step in. All right. So Eric, do you think that this weekend, I mean, we talked about it for a little bit. Do you think that there's a chance that the Commanders will beat the Cowboys? What are your thoughts? I mean, we know a little bit, but yeah, absolutely. Is it possible?
This is about emotion. Guys playing for jobs, coaches playing probably not for this job, but probably for their next job. And nobody on this team right now cares about that draft choice or whether we get Derek May or Caleb Williams or whoever else. They want to win and they want to beat Dallas. So absolutely, they're professional football players. They have talent. They can win any football game and they can certainly win that. And the Cowboys can certainly implode and lose. They don't do well in Brooke. And now they're going to walk into Washington and play.
All right, Judge Ken, yes.
They need to win this game. The Cowboys do because they don't want to come to Tampa next week and play on the road.
I just want to say this real quick. So, guys, we are filming this, so we can see your facial looks when he said that. D rolled our eyes. Jeff was like, he looked like, son of a gun. We can see your faces, just to let you know.
Well, there is something very special. The NFC East really does have that. Yeah. We're all a really wild bunch of fans, and it's so great to have such passionate fans. Of course, Cowboy fans, Commander fans, you know, Giant fans and Eagle fans. All right, so Eric, what do you think going forward for the Commanders? I mean, how would you encourage people to continue being a Commanders fan after this year of being, you know, of watching what's going on? What advice would you give to a fan or to find a new fan, perhaps?
That we just are resting on what we've been resting on for a long time. Next year's a new season, and hopefully we've got new ownership now. Everything's changed. We've been, as a true Washington fan, recognize we've kind of been the laughingstock of the league for a lot of reasons for had nothing to do with football. And those days are over, and now's the time for us to pick up on that stuff and advance from it. And so hopefully this new ownership group can handle that.
That sounds like a good game plan, if you know.
Plus, we're going to get a whole new logo and a whole new name in another year, so we can go buy new gear.
Well, that is wonderful. I loved hearing about your family history with the Commanders, and now I'm going to pass the ball to Judge John, and he's going to take it from here.
Thank you, Marty. That was a nice pass. It had a little spiral at the end. You know, threw it. It came out kind of wobbly, but it turned into a spiral. Yeah. Right.
Not how you started.
I'm surprised John caught it. That's why he was a DB.
There you go. Look at it.
And that's your friend.
That's my friend. You know, friends do that to me. You know, I allowed him to be a friend. See, he's on a short leash. But anyway, this is sponsored by Alice Estelle, and Ken said it earlier, and Marnie said it earlier, one of the best in the business in the DMV and selling homes, buying homes, and renovating and all that. And so is PMSI. PMSI, one of the best pest management companies around in the DMV. So, Dee, this is for you. I see number 88 on your jersey.
Yes.
I know who's the number 80. What was the name of who? The name of the number 88 who caught the Hail Mary. What was his name?
That caught the Hail Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, see, Sam. I mean, wait a minute. You're talking about, whoa.
I just said 88 who caught the Hail Mary.
The Hail Mary? Michael Irvin.
All right, Jeff, you got that question right there. Who caught the Hail Mary?
It'd be Drew Pearson.
Drew Pearson.
Roger Staubach.
Okay.
Hey, we're trying to find out who are.
I don't remember. It was 88, right? It was 88. I know my 88s. Pearson was before Urban. Okay, my bad.
Hey John, you may be a little bit of years older
than me on that one, right?
I got you back.
I'm liking what you're doing, Judge John.
Yes.
Separating the masters. I like it.
Yeah. So that's my boy. Yeah, what part of Texas are you from?
I was born in Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth, TCU.
Fort Worth, Texas.
I give you that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My daddy taught at TCU. He was a professor. I mean, he was an English professor. English professor, my father.
Okay fantastic. Yeah.
Thank
Your dad probably gave John fake grades to help him graduate from TCU while he was playing football there.
Yeah, probably.
Tell him I appreciate that too, because I'm able to do what I'm doing now.
yes, Mr. McDade.
Yeah. So, for Jeff, this is for you. When did you decide that you were going to be a Cowboys fan?
Man, I think just growing up here and watching.
It doesn't matter when you just. I'm just teasing.
No, that's why this is really cool to be on with the Washington team because. Yeah. I mean, one of my earliest memories was Thanksgiving, and my parents were divorced, and I would go with my dad and his wife over to her family's house, and I'm like, well, this is going to be a horrible day. When I get there, my dad says, we're going to the Cowboy game, and it was at the old stadium, cold Thanksgiving day. Redskins,
the name of that stadium what was the name of that stadium?
Texas Stadium.
Hey, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah, I think, you know,
maybe so Texas Stadium.
I'm going back to
Reliance, but I'm thinking of Houston.
I'm going back to you. So, Jeff, you may be able to help out. So, and Eric, you can jump in this as well. If you remember this. So, that was this, the Redskins were back in the day were killing the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, and they knocked Roger Staubach out of the game. D, for you, think about it. Who was the backup quarterback that came in and beat the Washington Redskins?
That was his first Troy name.
Aikman. That was his first name of? What's the name?
Troy Aikman.
Okay. Jeff, you're out.
Come John, on, Jeff.
That question is so easy, I'm going to let Eric answer.
All right, Jerry Problems. Okay, Eric. Do you know
I would that? Guess Danny White, not that I remembered him at all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Not Danny White. Give us the answer.
What?
Give us the answer, Jeff.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. So back up to Roger Staubach. Yeah, probably Danny White. Number
oh, my goodness. These are Cowboy fans, right?
Clint was it Lonely. Charlie Morton?
Clint Lonely, number Lonely.
19. Well, number 19. Nice Redskins, who it was. Not you, John, because obviously you know the answer. What about the Redskins fans?
I'm the judge. I ask questions. Ask the questions.
Yeah. Yes,
can I have this? Can I have this?
John, just so you know that I was kidding with you, Clint Lonely came in. And threw a touchdown pass to Golden Richards to come back and beat the Redskins during that game.
Drew Pearson.
Drew Pearson. Hey, I'm just making up some names.
See, it is something. That's what a true Texan does, right? They say, John, I was just kidding with you. I just want to let you know.
I'm just playing with you.
If you're looking for a great storyteller, I'm thinking D is one, but I know Jeff is a great storyteller. So you got to be looking for one. So
anytime a Texan tells a story with that long draw to it, you know, I was out there in the woods and yeah.
Probably can tell mine.
Well, I've got to tell you, man, this is fun. I wish we can go longer, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do the Wheel of Justice. Now, the Wheel of Justice, Ken mentioned it earlier. We're going to spin the wheel, so we get to do it. One spin. But what if it lands on the both of you guys got to do if the Commanders beat the Dallas Cowboys? So if the Commanders beat the Dallas Cowboys, you got to worry. Whatever it lands on, like a jersey or a fight song or whatever.
Okay.
If the Cowboys win, hey, we just want to put you on the wheel of honor.
Y'all can run around the neighborhood naked if the Commanders win. We're going to be
with a cowboy hat.
With a cowboy hat, you're going to wear around.
Cowboy hat.
We don't necessarily want to see the videotape of that, but we'll believe you.
Make sure with the videotape with the what is not running. You know how that's just dark. You know that's what it is. Don't even want to hear you.
Eric would have to do if the Cowboys beat the team.
That's right. I forgot about Eric. Man, you had me. Almost slipped up again. Thank you so much. Same thing, Eric.
You got
it. Cowboys win, whatever it lands on. Wait a minute. I'm in. This is the Commander's Justice. It's always about the Commander. So there will be no.
I'm not worried about it. We're going to win.
Okay. All right. Whoa. Well, after the break, we'll make it happen.
I tell you.
All right.
Way to be positive, Eric. It's not going to happen. Not today.
It's just positivity, man. You're living in charge. Victory game. I caught that one too, Jeff. Huh? So we're back. We're going to roll it. We're going to spin that wheel. We're going to spin it once. We're going to spin the wheel once. And that's going to go for everybody. So hopefully, somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose, right? So we good. You ready, guys?
Come on, Eric.
Let's go. Spin that wheel. Oh, no sound effects, Ken? Not today? Not today. What does it say? Uh-oh.
Where are the jerseys?
Jerseys of clothing from Commanders. If the Commanders win, and vice versa, if the Commanders lose, you got to wear a Cowboys jersey. I'm getting my 88s ready for you.
They gotta take a picture.
I'll have to borrow one of Booty's Commander's shirts, one of his schmediums.
It's a jersey.
Been on this big man. You know,
he's been hating ever since junior college, you know.
Ben, have you noticed that John wears a little medium shirt somewhere between small and medium?
He's been hating since junior college.
I tell you what, I have a whole bunch of Dallas Cowboy jerseys. Which one you want? I have my safety, Roy Williams. Uh-oh. I have a Romo. Let me know which one you want. I got you.
Come on, Eric. Come on.
I'll take the John Sanders one since he was a Redskin for a while.
Oh, see? And Jeff, what are you gonna? We're gonna put you in number 66 jersey.
Now, I do have mad respect for y'all's old offensive line back in the day, the Hogs, right? What were some of those cats' names? Nobody knows.
No,
the greatest offensive line.
Joe Jacoby. There was
Joe Jacoby, Russ Graham, Jeff Starks.
Any of those.
So let's real quick. So we're gonna. At the end, you know, we're usually trying to give our thoughts and our wrap ups and all that stuff. So we'll give the guest an opportunity to say a little bit about themselves and give a final prediction of what you think the score is going to be of the game. And then as judges, we'll also do our final wrap up. So
we're going to give you 30 seconds apiece.
Give you 30 seconds apiece. Yeah. Eric, give us something. Who are you? Where are you from? What do you want to say?
I'm a Washington Commander fan living in Tampa, Florida, and thank God for DirecTV Sunday ticket package so I can watch every Redskin game. But I think the Redskins are going to win, Commanders are going to win, and I'll go
27-17.
D, what do you think? Who are you? Where are you from? Give us something about yourself and
score. Okay, so I'm Dee Brown, and I live in the DMV area. I am born and raised in Texas, born in Fort Worth, Texas, spent most of my life in Houston, Texas. Diehard Cowboy fans to the day I die, good, bad, or indifferent. And I know that the Cowboys is going to win. I'm not going to say we think or we hope. No, we know. And that's the prediction. Oh, and my prediction is going to be 31-27.
31-27. So they're going to put some points on the board. The Commanders are.
I've seen y'all. I've been paying attention. Y'all get points up there. You just don't finish it.
No.
Okay.
Can't really argue.
Jeff, what do you
think? I am born and raised and still live in Texas, and I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan for life and forever will be. And the Cowboys are going to take the Commanders out behind the woodshed and give them an old-fashioned country ass whooping to the tune of, I'm going to say, 31-10. That's because our starters are going to get 28, and we'll allow them 3 points, and then we're going to put our twos in, and then we'll probably end up putting our ERWs, and the Redskins will get their 7 points. Those will be like 31-10.
Jeff, we didn't need all that.
You know what? That's my guy. He has a great memory.
Way too much detail.
The ERWs will no longer be ERWs. What does ERW mean anyway?
So I got to tell you, Ken, as you know, the NFL guy on here, Booty told me one time, he said, you know what, man? If you hadn't gotten hurt your senior year in college, I think you would have had the talent to be on an ERW team in the NFL. And I said, well, thank you, my brother. I said, what's ERW? And he said, eat, ride, and warm up.
There you go. Judge Marnie, what's your prediction for the game, and anything that you want to say last minute? Judge Mornings will be back on. So I guess, John, you want to go or do you want me to go?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go. I got to be honest with you, Ken. Last year, the Washington Commanders snuck up and did a snake bit the Dallas Cowboys. But I think the Dallas Cowboys, they got some momentum going with themselves. They want to prove that they can win on the road. The Cowboy fans, they convinced me. I believe I'm not going to give a score, but I believe the Cowboys will win this one.
All right. Well, I'll go and say that this is the history of the Cowboys as of late is that they'll get to the playoffs and find a way to choke. And they've proven that this year they're beast at home, but when they go away, they also struggle. And they're like big bullies. And I think the Commanders can step up. I mean, they'll try everything. They'll throw the kitchen sink. And I think I'm going to go with the Commanders on this. I'm going to say the Commanders are going to do this thing and win this. Judge Marnie.
Marnie, she's back.
Back. It wasn't that I was about to say that the Commanders were going to lose that I got cut off.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a time. I want to say the Commanders, but I have a feeling that it's probably going to go on the other side and the Cowboys are going to win. There's a lot for them to win for. So unfortunately, I think it's going to be the Cowboys.
Well, I do want to throw this out there. So Eric, as you know, we got this Texan with the big cowboy hat and a star on his shirt. We got D who's the military. If we happen to win this game and they come a gunning, I'm throwing your body in front of them.
you're gonna have to take a body in front of you ain't gonna help you none.
You're gonna have to take a couple for the team, my man. Well, hey, thank you guys, John, Judge Marnie. You guys, anything
you want to call? You know, let us know. I mean, we know where you're from, but let us know what are you doing now. Eric, start with you. What do you do now? And if you have a business or something you want to promote. Yeah.
I own a real estate development company here in Tampa, so I'm doing single. Stuff all over the states. A bunch of stuff.
I'm single.
Huh? Dee said you're single. Funny.
So Dee, besides being single, what else? What's on your agenda and plates and whatnot? Yeah, what do you do? I mean, what's your business? Do you have a business? Anything? What you want to
promote you? Yes. Well, I retired in 2010 and I became a federal. I'm a federal employee. I'm a GS-14. I work for Department of Health and Human Service, Indian Health Service. So I service the real Native Americans, 570 tribes, assisting with, the health care. But I'm EEO. So I'm the Diversity and Inclusion Program Manager. And I helped all of our the workforce that have disabilities, I assist them with accommodations that allow them to perform their duties.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. So
I've been doing that for 14 years now.
I appreciate your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jeff.
John, I am in the title insurance business, just a crazy, boring business that I grew up in. But In addition to that, I just finished a 10-year term serving on the city council in my hometown here in Grand Prairie. And then on the weekends, I have just been blessed to be a charity auctioneer. I do auctions.
Auction off this bone here.
DC soon. Have been able to raise millions and millions of dollars, only do auctions for charitable events. And it's just my way of giving back and helping people. And it's been a blessing.
Well, give us an example. Auction. Give us an example. What does this football
mean? I'm not going to bid anybody able to bid. Able to bid 100, 100 and a half, 2, 2, 2. Able to bid, able to bid, able to bid 2 and a half, now 3. How about that?
That was exceptional. True Texan to heart. I heard it.
You sound like Dax Prescott under the huddle. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, you know, I was down in Dallas for the Eagles Commanders game. Not the Commanders, but the Eagles Cowboys game. And Jeff and I, we went to the game, and that's all I heard walking up to the stadium. Here we go. Here we go. And they went to town on the Eagles that night. And they did go.
Hey, are they selling shirts that say, here we go? Is that like a big thing?
Sure. It's crazy.
I haven't seen them yet, but I'm going to grab one when I do go home.
Now, I will tell you that John and I rode to that Philly and Dallas game. We took a shuttle over there. And when I got back to the shuttle after the game, I called John. I said, where you at, dog? And he said, I'm already in bed.
I left at third quarter, dog. He took
that whooping hard left in the third quarter.
I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it any longer. Hey, as I take off my Washington Commanders cap, the Philadelphia Eagles got the tail feathers beat that night. So, I'll put it back on.
Yeah. All right, well, hey, guys, we got to roll. But thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Jeff.
Thank you.
What happens next at the end of this week? We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Here we go.
She got it in there.
Okay, where's the edit button? Let me.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.